You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, kindreds, my darlings, my loves out there, my people, my peeps who I've yet to meet and those that I've just met. Shout out to all my tech expressionists, my new group of people that just take me the way I am. Thank you for understanding me. Sometimes I feel so misunderstood. So thank you for getting me, all of me, and not just the part of me that you like to see, but every part of the artist, creative person that I am. Thank you for that. And thank you for honoring that about me. Les, before I get into the show today, we don't have a guest, but I've got some good stuff to talk to y'all about. Let's say a shout out to Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, our wonderful sponsor, 818-571-1508. He is the senior real estate and probate specialist at Coldwell Banker. So anything you need to talk about, you can talk to Kevin about. Again, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508, senior real estate and probate specialist. Okay. So I'm starting to do this thing that I want to do, and it's called my local shout out. Before I go and I forget, happy Halloween. That's why I've got some orange on, trying to do a little bit of get the vibration of Halloween, and everybody gets to dress the way. And I think it's one of my favorite, not if my favorite, that in New Year's Day, because people dress the way they really are. In my opinion, how you dress on Halloween is your inner self expressing itself. So I'm always aware to see what people look like. Another shout out, happy Halloween to Asante PR. Hey, Maisha. So they are doing a show for their clients at Stowaway downtown LA. I believe it's November 1st. So go down there and check them out. They're always doing something when I have to do something else, which tells me that I've got to get around and get down there downtown, which is something that's off my radar because I'm not even near there. I'm like 2 hours away from downtown where my living is. But they are doing a show there. They are a wonderful group. She has an amazing group of artists represented by Santi PR. So check them out. Also, shout out to my girl Jen at Chicken Burger Korean Kitchen on Sunset Boulevard. I think it's 6230 Sunset Boulevard. Don't quote me, but it is on Sunset. And my girl was in there. They were throwing that food down. I mean, I had to call. I swear, I felt like if I had to drive out to my mother and my father's grave and wake up my mama and have her slap that woman, that food was so good. It was good. So shout out to Jen again. Thanks for honoring me and my little sis, Suzanne Yee, and having us over there to eat and treating us like gold. I felt like I was some goddess floating through the door when I came in. So again, shout out to you. Shout out to her. Their IG is Chicken Burger on Instagram. So check them out. And then final shout out before I get into the subject and topic for the day, Trevor. Young fine brother. He does auto detailing, his own company. And, support that, people out there. You're always talking about how the kids are reckless. They are doing drugs. They're this dangerous generation that don't know anything. And then you meet young men like Trevor. And I meet other young men all the time. I'm glad young men stop me and talk to me and acknowledge my presence. And I have the most wonderful conversations with them. So Trevor runs his own auto detailing company. He did my car and he did an amazing job. And he's a good looking kid and a respectful kid. When I say good looking to you guys out there, I know good looking to everybody means, oh yeah, they look like Teyana Taylor or Beyonce or one of the guys, handsome guys in Hollywood. I can't think of some of their names right now. Omar, yep. Those kind of people, Michael Jordan and those, I'm not always talking about something on the surface. I don't know Michael Jordan. He could be a dick. Who knows? But as far as I've been told and I've heard about him, he's a wonderful person that matches his identity. He matches who he is on the outside. A lot of people don't. You meet them in real life and you think you're going on some Hollywood vision of who they were in some movie you saw. And you get to meet them in real life. In some cases, many cases I have. And they are not the people, their behavior is not anything royal, regal, correct, or anything about it. And that's unfortunate that people's minds and inner people don't match the outer people that they are. So Trevor is one of those guys who's doing his best. He's an entrepreneur. Love it. On detailing, you can reach him at on IG at Trop Trev. TROPTREV. Trop Trev at Trop Trev. That's who he is. So go and check him out. Support the young man. I'm supporting him. And get down to it. So today, I wanted to get into this because I am, you know, we don't like to talk about, everybody wants doesn't want to talk about age, even though everybody has to get old. That is the most ridiculous mindset I've ever heard of. But then again, look at where I am, the United States. But let's talk about, I overheard, and then I went and looked at the interview to see actually what was going on. But it was a conversation between Michael Strahan and Denzel Washington. And I love that I never knew his name was Denzel. He started saying Denzel because his father's name was also Denzel. And his mother, I think they would both answer something he said in some interview. And his mother decided to say Denzel rather than Denzel. So a lot of these people, when they're young, already start showing promise that they're going to be something greater, what we perceive as being great. Don't forget, great is great does. Great is a perception that someone who has a title, who owns a beautiful home, who you see on TV, that all these people, just like I said, are great and wonderful, and that just may not be the case. So please don't get that twisted. And then years later, when the guy comes out, because like Bill Cosby, that happened to him, and you find out the real Mr. Huxtable is not the Huxtable you thought was on TV, and then you start being judgmental when these people are human. We're the ones putting all that on them. Oh, and they're this and they're that because I want to be like them. You should only aspire to be like yourself. Only aspire to be like yourself and use those other people as examples. If they are proven and have been shown that they can be trusted to be a mentor and an example. So let me get back to the conversation. So he started talking to Denzel, or Denzel, I think, was joking with him about taking over his show host position. And, you know, and that he also mentioned that he'd be age 70 soon. Age 70 is what, 7 years old if you do numerically. And then depending on what kind of 70 you are, what kind of life you led up to 70, what your mindset is about aging, how you take care of yourself, all of those things have to do with our aging and how rapidly we age and how we age and how, you know, the way we look on the outside, what we think on the inside, we take care of our bodies. The whole thing has to do with aging. So in today's climate, this is what makes me see that a lot of people and the way we think in a lot of ways are outdated. So just so y'all know out there, the people that are still stuck on stupid because you're trying to bring all that old junk into the new frame, into the new age, the new world that people are just being accepting of. If you're 70 and you look good, you're 70 and you look good. If you're 35 and you look good, you're 35 and you look good. But as far as I saw from the newspaper and from the magazines and from online and everything else that I scan for good, solid information and content, it's a lot of young people dying out there. So death has nothing to do with somebody's age. I don't know where you got that from. Please educate yourselves. I hate stupidity. It bothers me. And the reason it bothers me is because it took me a lot of work to work on comprehension, work on reading, work on words, work on what it meant to say this, work on other languages, work to explain myself, work to be in the media, work to be able to have a better diction, be able to speak to anyone in the world, work to be able to interview six people at a time, not just one person. All of those things I've been trained to do, and it's taken me many, many, many years to develop. So I fucking get pissed off when I see people that don't use their words, that won't go and bother to do research and see what's really going on, rather than, oh, yeah, well, you know, everybody's still thinking about, you know, if Mr. Denzel Washington, Ms. Viola Davis, Ms. Angela Bassett, and everybody else who's supposed to be so old. When did that get old? The old people that I know are on medication because they are going blind or whatever their ailments may be when they get 80, 90, 100 for some of them years old. Some people haven't aged that much. They're called centenarians, and they live in specific regions of the country. I think Loma Vista is one of the areas in California that is considered to be a blue zone. And if you don't know what blue zone is, again, go do your research. Nat Geo did a whole documentary on blue zones and how people that live in those areas have a tendency and are prone to live a bit longer. So basing things on people's age is not only rude, it's disrespectful, actually, in knowing that you, Michael Strahan, and whoever else thinks that judging people by their age is something you should take pride in, you yourself are getting old. So if you're 50, just think of how you might feel if some 25-year-old comes up and you say, oh, Pop, you know, why don't you stop doing a roller skate? Because you're still 50 and you can still rollerblade or whatever you can do that you're capable of doing at 50. You're capable of doing it, do it. That's silly and ignorant, judging people by their age in a so-called, oh, we know about God. We know about that. You know, that's judgment. It's pure and simple judgment to sit up and judge somebody by their age. When one of your friends out there just died, because the death has nothing to do with age, as I said, and he was all, 22 years old. So what kind of mark did he get to make? None. At least Denzel Washington can say, I've acted, I've studied, I've been able to mentor, I've done many things that I can share. I can share my life experiences. And I can share how I've been able to survive. Morgan Freeman, I'm sure, would say the same thing, you know. And what Hollywood hasn't been able to suck out of these people, that they can still retain some sort of inner presence and not just all, I'm a star, I'm making money, I make money, and I'm marketing. That's all people do is push me and you can't push me anymore. And then, you know, like that Twilight Zone, we push, is it push, you know, everybody push until you can't be pushed anymore. And then they throw you in a corner and say, okay, now you're old. That's a lie. And don't let anybody tell you that. You know, that's why I operate in my own sphere. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you get misunderstood and that a lot of people like myself that are entrepreneurs and that decided, like, I simply couldn't do the system. I don't have it. I don't have the whatever tension, negative, or that competitive, whatever you're supposed to have to get where you got to go, and you don't care who you step on and all that, because I'm telling you something, I've lived long enough to see the people that did that, they pay for it. They pay, if you get, you pay for it. Huh? Keep living and see, don't you pay for it. Out there thinking, oh, just push, and don't care about people and what they've been through and no respect for them and all of that. And we're the only country, or one of the ones that I've noticed, and I've lived out of the country and traveled quite a bit, quite a lot. For a person of my culture and my background, traveled quite a bit, been privy to a lot of people in some very high places without going around bragging on where I've been and what I've done all the time. You know, people think, oh, because Miss Osiris isn't on, you know, TikTok and IG saying every 5 minutes of her life, that's that I kind of like being a little private sometimes, that there's nothing going on. That's just not true. I know so many people all over the world, you know, that support me more than some people here in Hollywood. And even though I've been around most of my life, started in the industry days 27, well over that now. get more respect from people in other countries internationally than I get here or that I've seen thus far. And again, like I said about Denzel and all these other people, it's because I didn't let them suck me dry. I'm not allowing that. I like looking good at this age. I like feeling good and that I can wake up in the morning and be clean and clear in my head and not have to worry that I've done some dirt and ripped off people and lied and cheated and steal to get somewhere. And by the time you get to where you think you're supposed to get, who cares? Don't nobody care. You're going to die like my mother said. You got the same grave dug out there for your butt, just like I got for mine. You're going to die just like I got to die. You're going to eat just like I got to eat. You're going to go to the bathroom, just got a bathroom. Where did all of this come from? It is not just media. It's us too. Feeding bullshit, following bullshit, listening to stupidity so our little pussyfoot egos can have a moment in the sun when next week you could be dead somewhere, have a stroke or a heart attack. That's how real life can get. Trust me when I tell you. You better be glad you got somebody like Denzel and say, hey, man, how'd you live to get 70? Because I had a friend, man, he was studying to be an actor. He died, when he was really young. His name was Chadwick Boseman. Can you share with us how you live so long? And can you share with us in a way that we all can understand? Everybody's not a Christian. Everybody's not a Buddhist. I was told, I think I read, if I'm mistaken, it's 134,000 different religions and different belief systems. And I personally like Buddhism because it believes in world peace. And it, you know, one has to change and one has to develop. And, you know, we understand what the world of anger, hunger, and animality are. And we do our best to become enlightened. The word Buddha means a person that's fully awakened. You're fully enlightened. Nobody should have to teach you, tell you not one doggone thing, because as a fully enlightened being, you should know better. Nobody should have to teach you right from wrong. Shouldn't have to go to church and listen to a minister tell you what to do. Don't you know better yourself? Aren't you a functioning Buddha? Or seeking to become enlightened so you can be aware of why you're here, what you gotta do, where you gotta be, who you need to be inside versus people pleasing, you know, and all that. And you, when you get to certain places in life, these kind of things come out. But I was hurt for Denzel, not that he was hurt by what, you know, when people ask him about his age. And I think he, Morgan Freeman, Angela Bassett, Samuel Jackson, anybody that has paved the way, you know, that you're standing on their backs because they hadn't opened a door, the door wouldn't be open for you. You know, that you're going to give them that kind of diss and try to disrespect them and play on them. And Michael Strahan, you really shouldn't be talking about anyone. You know, you've done numerous things that people could be judgmental of you about. So next time you guys want to joke and laugh about people in their age and that they're getting old and ain't you going to give it up to somebody young, I will tell you, I haven't seen an actor as fine as Denzel for anybody to take his place. Show me one. I've seen good actors, but not as one as fine as him to take his place. He's not there. They're not there yet. Maybe they're up and coming, but not there. And trust me, if it was there, everybody would know it. Everybody would be saying, that's the next Denzel. That's the next Samuel Jackson. That's the next. Nobody's saying that because there's no one there yet. They don't have the charisma. They don't have the training. Maybe not even have the inner discipline. Not even the mental focus. All of those things are what it takes to be a good creative anything. Whether you're acting, dancing, singing, reading a script, you know, performing, you know, which could be all of those, where you have to talk, perform, sing, dance, all at the same time. Just think of how hard that is to do. I tried to rap the other day just because I wanted to prove to somebody how hard it is. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. And those kids aren't saying something. And a lot of the kids, you're right. A lot of the content that used to mean something that, you know, it's not there, depending on what you listen to and what you allow into your mental frame. It's not there, you know. And I was thinking the other day, you know, we were talking about getting old and, you know, or being mature and getting better at being who you are versus the other way around, thinking you're declining. How about you go raise up? Some people are late bloomers. I'm one of them. I have never felt so more beautiful that I do in my life, that I can actually see some parts of myself and see myself as other people might see me versus, you know, just sitting inside of myself with all of my judgment about who I am and, you know, where I come from and what's been done to me and what's happened to me. And I'm carrying, still carrying all the weight on my shoulders. You know, I'm still the little girl that everybody used to take for granted. I don't have any of that noise anymore. Huh. If you come across me, all I can say is that you are very fortunate just to meet me. Not only know me, you're fortunate. And most people don't know how fortunate they are until I'm not around them anymore. And then they go, oh, wow, what happened? Nobody has any energy. No one's doing anything. Nobody's seeing anything to do. Everybody's doing the same old stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Miss Osiris, at least she had innovative ideas. At least she tried to do something. At least she thought of some interesting things to do. And she was well past 35, 40, and 50. And y'all all burn that. I've not really seen anyone do anything really different except regurgitate what's already done. And it doesn't mean that what you're doing is not good. I just haven't seen anything different, really different, except for technology. Maybe the humanoids and the robots are come up with things to do because maybe they won't have the kind of mental limitation that we have here in the West, you know, or wherever we're from. You know, maybe those things will help. But please don't judge people by their age and their skin color. It's just as dark and negative. You might as well be stabbing a knife in your karmic heart, in your Akashic records, for putting, having something like that go against your life record. Oh, Michael Strahan and some of the interviewers bash a person when we look at you at the end of your life, Michael Strahan, and we're going to look and judge you for all the things you've done. I remember you bashed somebody for being, and even though you were trying to be kind about it, inside where it really counts, how you were really feeling, we saw that you might not like Denzel, or maybe you were jealous of Denzel. Well, who knows? Only you know and your consciousness know. And how about we going to use that to measure whether you should be going where you think you should be going or not, or in a whole other direction? Maybe you need to come back around altogether because you didn't learn what you needed to learn. And I'm not just talking to Michael Strahan. I'm talking to anybody out there that calls themselves, especially people of color, and you know how good we look, even though we may be 60, 70 years old and still looking good. You might not look like that when you get Denzel's age. He looks pretty good for a guy that's 70. He doesn't look bad. He looks like he's lived his life. And he looks mature and handsome. He's good looking. I'm sure his wife don't have no problem with him, nor his children that have gotten to see him grow in his young age and leave legacy and teach and share and accomplish and be a gravitas. What do you call a gravitas? You know, and be something that anyone can be proud of. And the new Hollywood, I don't know what old Hollywood y'all in, all of you people that still want to, oh, we won't talk to her because their numbers are low or whatever, even though the content is the bomb. You know, the content is way up there. You know, I wish somebody did have the kind of content I have. Go back and look at my channel. I was doing video before any of you even thought about it. Go back and look if you think I'm lying. Like my lady said, if I'm lying, I'm flying, and you don't see me moving, do you? Started it before. That's how innovative in the head I am and always been like that. And a lot of people that I know and deal with, they don't even live in this country because we still are trying to be hip. We're still trying to figure out why slavery ever happened. We're still trying to figure out who's black and who's white, because at the end of the day, who cares? And I was looking at things like the old Def Jams and, you know, some of the old comics and stuff. And some of it was funny, but nearly 90% of the content was around sexual content, was around color, black and white jokes, sex jokes, who has the big one, who doesn't, the taste of a woman's body. All of those things were considered to be what people laughed at. And now if you try to say some of that stuff, you are considered to be outdated because it's not funny anymore. No one is trying to make funny of people, you know, and sex is supposed to be something enjoyable and something shared between people that care about each other. So they can be more than just sex, not just, okay, I'm done, you're done, let's go. That's really not how the kind of sex that I was know about is supposed to be. I think I talked about one time, there's a method of touching called Kareza. You can look it up, K-R-E-Z-Z-A. It's a very definitive form of touching that you train the body to wait, to express itself in full height by touching and feeling, and you get to become really attuned and sensitive to the power of touch. Just touch, not even doing nothing, just touching, you know. So you get to do all of those things when you're learning about yourself and you're learning and you're growing and you're changing and all of that. So again, you know, do you want quality or do you want just something that's going to be a trend? Yeah. And then 5 years from now, you're going to be like the other Shannon Sharp show. Then all the mess comes out about your life. And then the same people that rooted and wrought for you didn't stick by you when you got into trouble. Yeah. And you were being human. But at the same time, when we get on here, when we become public figures, you have to watch your behavior. And there are a lot of people that target public figures, want to bring you down. Oh, what is she or what is he doing up there? Call themselves doing something because they didn't do it. And we have to really be careful that this kind of negativity has always been there. It can come in a form of friends, can come in form of somebody at a job. It can come in forms of a person of another color, of another culture, come in the form of your own family. And oftentimes a lot of people that are closest to you may dislike you the most and all of your accomplishments, which is unfortunate, but I have seen that to be true. So, you know, even the thing about women now, the whole point that women can do whatever we want to do. All that stuff is gone now. There are people that died to have these kind of things happen, you know, that went, put their life on the line, their reputation, everything to stand up so that people could have a right to speak, to love, to laugh, to do whatever they want to do simply because, you know, all human beings have that right. And I feel like I just want to bust out in tears sometimes when I think that there are people, a lot of people that really don't understand cause and effect. If you really understood the law of cause and effect, you would never lie. You can never do any of the things that we do every day that we consider to be normal now because it's the trend and that's what's popular is to, you know, take off all your clothes and strip down to the bare and all of that stuff. And then when you get 70 and your mind matures and all that, you go back and look at what you've done. It's like, whoa, you know, not to say, who knows? You may not feel bad depending on your intention, the reason we did certain things. You know, people that were alcoholics and maybe changed. People that were drug addicts stopped doing those things. People that were prostitutes, maybe women of the street, stop doing those things, not because someone judged them, but because at some point in their development, they said, oh, what version of me is that? And if that version leads to there, why do I want to be that version? Why can't I be the version that chooses to go in that direction and chooses to be a better person and chooses to polish themselves? I didn't say you would be perfect. I said to polish. It takes a lot to polish. You try to polish a silver thing. You know, I've tried to polish silverware and you have to polish. Sometimes you have to rub it hard because it's been dusty a long time, you know, and you can't see the silver and you keep wondering, well, is it silver? Was it ever silver? Jeez, it's so dusty now. you know. And then one day you rub so hard and you polish so well until you see that sparkly shine. And that's what we call the Buddha nature. That's the shine inside. It has nothing to do with religion. And I feel bad that people put things that are beyond their perception in the category of religion, because it's the only way you can understand the concept, is to try to make it equal to what you're doing. And you told them, trust me, you're so far away from the truth and what you think is happening, just like I was. And I thought I knew something until I actually start traveling around the world, talking to people from other cultures, listening to some of the things they believed in, watching their behavior, watching what their belief systems have led their countries to experience, paying attention to what they're leaving their children, paying attention to all of those things, listening to my own children and their travels, you know, and listening to other people. I mean, it's just reading, studying, participating, doing things way outside of the box, you know, going to Native American ceremonial grounds, you know, participating in peace pipe smoking, participating in LSD and all of those things. Now, again, I am not saying that this is what you should do. I'm telling you that was what I did. These have been my experiences, and I'm damn proud of them. I'm glad that I did mushrooms when I was 18, 19 years old. Because I don't have any desire to do all of that now. I've already done all that. It's what you do when you're a kid and you're learning and you're experimenting and you're growing. You know, I can still remember that when I thought I was cute. That's why I can relate to certain rappers and people and what they think. Because I remember when I was young. I'm not that old. I'm never going to be that old. That I can't remember when I was young and how I felt to be in love. And how I felt to think he was cute. I remember we used to roll our bobby socks down to our ankles so they'd be in a roll around your ankle and make your ankles look cute and look bigger. And then as soon as we would walk out the door, I had brothers. So my mother had my brothers all over me. I couldn't go nowhere. Maybe that's why I like being by myself now. But I couldn't go nowhere without them knowing every step I made. And I'm glad I was like that, because I didn't know that little Black girls could be raped and maimed and kidnapped. So I'm glad that we were being protected. But at the same time, you know, we would go outside and we would pull me and my cousins, we would pull our skirts up so they'd be real, real short with our little sneakers. We call them tennis shoes then, back in the day, and we have them rolled down right. And you couldn't tell us that we weren't cute. Just like no matter you people in my generation, you can't tell these kids nothing. You got to learn to understand where they're coming from by going back and remembering how you were when you were there. I relate to them. I get it. I totally get how it feels to be all full of yourself and you fine. You know, you ain't got a wrinkle nowhere. Your boobs sitting up right there. You know, your face all glittered and gold and pristine. And you know, you're traveling, you go places, and you're all tied down by worries and doubts and doubts and frustrations while your parents are, you know, taking care of everything, trying to make you the person and help you be the person you want to be. I totally understand. And on some days, I still think I'm that 12, 13-year-old little kid, because I feel like that some days. I feel that young. You know, I feel bouncy and skipping down the street. And I could give a rat's to Hootie, who thinks I'm crazy for doing that. You wish you could skip down the street and you're over 60 years old or you're over 50 years old, you know, and you can still move your legs and bend and do your little dances and things like that. You should be proud to know people like that instead of trying to put them down, knowing that that's where you're headed. That's where I'm like, look, yeah, that's what I'm headed to. I'm headed in that direction. Can you tell me anything? Anything might happen to me along the way, along the path, you know, I might fall in a hole or two, or somebody need to learn along the way, you know, can you tell me that, you know? So I'm going to get a sponsor break. We're going to talk about sponsor real back, and then I'll come back and we're going to talk about content over quality content over quota, you know, just because somebody's got some numbers which you can pay for and all of that. So I want to talk about that. I see both sides. So Again, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He is the man to go see. He knows everything about senior. I wish everyone was as kind as Kevin. And I wish everyone could be as honest as some of the honest people I know. Because it really does pay off. At the end of the day, you can be dishonest or whatever you want to do. But by the end of your life, I will tell you that a lot of those things will have come back to you. And it does not feel so good when you've had to lie and those lies catch up. Or you've had to cheat. That cheating steps up. Steal. That stealing steps up. It does not feel good, you know. And I love Dochi when she says, how does it feel? How does it feel to be you? How does it feel to be you? That's what she's talking about, how it feels. How it feels to be yourself and be true to yourself, no matter what your age, no matter what your color, what your background, be yourself. Don't be afraid to grow, to learn. Everybody has had to grow and learn. None of us, I don't think when I was five, I was the same person I am now. I don't think when I was 10, I was the same person that I was when I was five. I don't think when I was 17, I was the same person I was when I was 13 or 14. I don't think when I was 22, 23, 24, I was the same person I was when I was 17, 18, and 19. And I don't think when you're 28, 29, 30, you have your first Saturn return and you shed your skin and kind of stand up and start seeing a little bit about your own individuality. I don't think that you, we know who we're going to be when we get 50-something or 60-something or what we can expect. Nobody knows. We don't know our karma. We don't even know what might happen in the next minute. And I think that's an arrogance of ours as humans to think that we're so big and bad that we know when death is going to come. We know when we might have an accident. We know when something may happen to us. We don't know, which is why we should take the time to make sure that we're doing and living the best possible life that we can be. I'm not talking about no religion. I'm talking about doing something when nobody sees you. Are you the same person that you show other people in the public? I am. I do the same thing. I'm very strict on myself. I'm hard on myself before I am anyone else. Because I want to prove the kind of life that one can lead when they do the right thing, when they practice a correct teaching, when they're practicing responsibility, when they're being a developed human being, when they're actually, not being judgmental. That you can walk up to a homeless person and they don't smell like Denzel or Samuel Jackson or Morgan Freeman or, Michael Jordan or what is that guy's name? He's a really good looking kid. And I know his name. I see his face, but I can't think of his name right now. He's that African kid and he played the guy in Wakanda. That guy, not Derek Luke. Derek Luke is another actor. All of those guys, they may not look like those people and just be somebody that lost their way, even if momentarily. So I ask you out there, those that say you believe in a higher power, would you judge the person? Or would you attempt to help them in any way possible? Even as to tell them where to go to find food or clothing, rather than roll up your window because they smell bad. I've seen you. I watch people. I take pictures in my mind and in my phone and in my real camera of people that are so-called, oh, we're good people in around everybody else. But when we're by ourselves, we don't practice any of that stuff. We make fun of people. We laugh at how they dress, how they behave. We talk about them behind their back, even though some of them are our coworkers, even though some of them we spent our birthdays with, some of them have met our families, been in our homes, and we still don't do the right thing behind. Those are the things that the multiverse sees. Those are the things that mark and make karma and develop karma, cause and effect. Those are those various actions and behaviors that cause karma. The ones that people don't see. The ones that people don't hear. The thoughts we have inside that we're thinking about how somebody might be old. We're not going to talk to Miss Osiris because her numbers are low. My numbers aren't low. My numbers are that way because Miss Osiris has been so busy living and doing what she wants to do and being who I can be that I simply don't have time to do as many numbers. I will eventually make the time. I will eventually run into someone that I trust to do my numbers, because it's not just a matter of getting people to do your social media. It's finding someone that you vibe with, that you trust, that you know they're not going to turn on you. And then next thing you know, their ego's out of proportion. They're lying to you, whatever's going on. None of that. So I take my time doing things. I've learned to take my time, because those of you that may have numbers today might not be around in 5 years, and I may be. So you got to learn those, another judgment, color, numbers, all of those things are judgments. And I know it may not matter what I say, and all of you may go back and do the same thing. Yeah, well, that don't discount. But if you go and look at my worldwide global audience, everybody knows who I am. Everyone. I've had people call and contact me from other cultures, and I've had to go online and look up what they said to me so I could understand if it's not Spanish or maybe French and Italian, because those are things that I'm most familiar with. But some Korean or Chinese, you know, some of the Asian cultures, some of the Russian cultures who I've been privy to meet while they're traveling. I remember I met a Russian traveling nurse, and she was here for about a week taking care of someone. She taught me to say dasvidaniya, you know, some of the words they speak, because I was interested in knowing what they said. Well, what do you say for good morning? What is your way to greet people, you know, and learning from other cultures, and still being, at the end of the day, I can't be nothing but Black. I mean, what else am I going to be? That's my color. That's my background. That's where I come from. So me sharing a few minutes with another culture, I don't think it's going to, oh my gosh, I'm going to be Russian, or I'm going to turn white because I'm talking to white folk. You know, oh my goodness, I can't possibly stay and be Black and go around mixing and mingling with other people to become educated like this. I can't possibly do that. Well, I will tell you that I can, and I love it. I love being diverse. I love being able to talk to anybody from anywhere, all over the world, no matter what their status in life is. I love being able to go to the Queen's Palace and come right back down here and go down there to downtown LA and talk to the winos on Skid Row. And they have some more enlightening conversation than most of you that I know, because they've actually lived life. They can tell you about what they've been through and how they're able to survive, and why they're still sitting there not giving up, or why they've given up and what their reason for being there, and have a very intelligent conversation. Everyone on the streets are not people that are dumb, ignorant, or stupid. Some people just lost their way, you know. So, you know, again, please don't judge people by the numbers on their shows and this and that. If you find interest and you meet someone like me, I went to a show, and shout out to Michelle S. for being such a good, she believes in radio and the integrity of radio, as I'm sure our radio guy does, Sam Hassan, as well. They believe in the integrity of music and the industry still, and they fight for that. And because of that, and her being a standstill in that industry, it's taken her years to get to where she is, but she's still there. She's still present. And there are those that are respectful enough of her and what she has to say to listen to her, and her followers went up. Like, I think she got over 8,000 or whatever. And that, you know, there it is, because she knows what she knows, just like I know what I know. And eventually, you know, people will catch up to me. You know, but I move fast. My energy's fast. I get bored very easily. And, you know, America's a little slow for me, to be honest with you. I like dealing with people that are very in the know. They're thinking ahead in the future. They're not still stuck in black and white. They're not still stuck when people, if somebody gives them an idea, they look into it. They don't just throw the idea like, oh, well, I don't know what that means. Instead of saying, that's a damn, wait a minute. Might be the next good idea, and knowing if you can help the person and still refuse to do that. That's on you and your conscience. I'll let you see how you'll be when you get over 50, over 60, over 70, or over 80, like some people in Hollywood. You don't have the right to tell people how what they can do and how much energy they can output simply because of their age or their status in life. Only them and their doctors can tell them that. That's not your right to do that. And like I said, I see a lot of young folk out here dying. I don't see a lot of you old people. Old people going to die anyway because they're old, for real. 97, 100. Come on now. Unless they come with some magic pill, you can do it and take it whenever you want to and extend your life by the days, months, or years. So far, we haven't gotten there, but I'm sure we're working on it, you know. But at the same time, I would, you know, love for someone. I love people that are in the know. I love people that are progressive. I love that. And if you come around me and you talking to me or anybody that's got my status in life down or any kind of way without respect, because I'm going to talk to you like in, out of respect. I treat animals with respect. So you can damn well rest for sure I'm going to treat human beings, no matter who you are, with the utmost respect. No matter what your age, if you're 10, I'm going to treat you with respect because you're a little person at stage 10. And if you were 22, I treat you with respect because you're a 22-year-old that deserves respect. You've lived 22. You've done something. You got to 22. And hopefully you'll keep doing something to get you to 33 and 34 and 25, or, you know, whatever, all the other numbers you need to get to before you get to what you're calling old. You know, stop calling yourself old. And you guys out there making them kind of causes with your mouth telling you old. And when you start waking up with bended knees and can't move, and I'll just remember you're saying you're old. You're putting out, I'm old, I'm old, I'm old, I'm old, I'm old. And the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. They old, you're old, you're old, you're old. It's going to repeat back to you. Instead of saying, you know, I'm whatever my age is and I'm fine just the way I am. Old or young or whatever they're calling it. Just be yourself. And if you're 80 and you can still drop it like it's hot and whatever, and you look decent and you don't look stupid out here, then hey, go for it. You know, but you know, if you, it's, you know, it's whatever you feel comfortable doing and whatever makes sense, you know, because I would think that an 80-year-old would look pretty, look stupid in a 10-year-old's clothes. So, you know, but at the same time, they may not look so stupid if they wear, they've got good height, good size. They look good in their clothes. They've got a great figure still, taking care of themselves, got a good personality. It may not be too hard for them to get away in a pair of Nike sweats or something looking cool or something cool, depending on who they are and their personality. Okay. Okay. So let's give a shout out. Please support me. As you know, we all need the numbers. You know, I don't depend on them, but I need them. And I would like to have them. So don't forget Osiris_Munir_ the painter on IG. And I'm going to post some new art. I've got it. I'm just a multi-talented person. And I'm too talented for my own good sometimes. But I just haven't gotten around to posting. But I will and I shall. Shout out to Sam Hassan. LA Talk Radio station owner. Without you, I don't know what I do. Thanks for giving me a platform and giving me a space to make myself present. Also, a shout out to you guys out there, all of you that watch me every week. I love you, and that means I like you. Just being who you are and supporting yourself and supporting other people and knowing that it's difficult to stand for oneself. You know, everybody wants to knock you down when you can stand for yourself. And then everybody wants to be your friend when everything is going strong. But what about when things aren't going so good? Who's standing for you then? Thank you for doing that. And thank you for loving yourselves and what you do and what you're dedicated to and your mission in life. We all can appreciate that. Let's see. What did I forget? Don't forget to smile, you know. And without you, I wouldn't be here again. Support our channel. You know, I like to run my mouth. And I like to find things that are interesting about because they need to be talked about. Because a lot of people don't like to talk about stuff because it's inner stuff. It's stuff that nobody wants to know. But everybody needs to know that everybody has something to say and everybody has the right to say what they need to say. Be who they need to be. Go where they want to go and make it that way. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for being here with me again. Don't forget, we'll see you next week. We may or may not have a guest, but in any way, I will be here and be present, so be here with me. I love you. And I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't forget to smile. It works wonders.
You're listening to The Osiris Mounir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.